growing up, you didn't talk about your family life outside of your family. Even within the family, it was taboo to say that my dad's an alcoholic, my uncle's an alcoholic, my grandpa was probably an alcoholic, and I am an alcoholic. But unlike my father, I was lucky enough to realize my problem and have a great deal of support and friendship to get me through that part of my life. We were living in Chicago. We lived there for quite a few years. And I finally left my ex-husband. It was, looking back in hindsight, it was easy for him to control me and kind of isolate me and cut me off from my family, my friends. So I came back to La Crosse and kept things pretty much under control until the kids had, you know, grown up and left home. Then I just started drinking more and more, and I was to the point where there was so little of me left in me that I just felt alone and cut off. And I just kept drinking and drinking, and then I decided to stop eating. And I'm a dietitian, so I know what you should do and what you shouldn't do. So finally, I was almost at death's door, and I decided I wanted to live. I called my daughter and my boyfriend, and I was admitted to the hospital. And my son, who was in the Army at the time, he came on emergency leave, and he arranged for me to go to Madison. One of the doctors said there was a really good liver doctor there. And I had excellent medical care, and I went into treatment, and that saved my life and my soul, not just my physical life, but my soul. And a year ago, I was still, my eyes were still as yellow as a highlighter. When I was in the hospital, I cried yellow tears. That's how bad my jaundice was. So I have learned that it is important to ask for help. And if my life can be an example, I will be happy. I would like to tell people and myself that we're all special human beings. And the greatest gift you can give is to listen and be there.